until vengeance is executed, such promises cannot be actualized. God said in the book of 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, He said, I set before you a great door and effectual is open unto me. It's open. And there are not one, many adversaries, many, plenty of them. Pharaoh, the oppressor, and the gods of Egypt resisted the children of Israel from leaving Egypt. Have you experienced when someone is born again and he comes from a cult? They want to attack him. Pharaoh said, let me see that God, I will let you go. But today, God will execute judgment on every force of hell against our destinies. In the name of Jesus. God had to execute judgment upon the Egyptians before Pharaoh let them go. He said to them, I have prepared Canaan. But Pharaoh said, let me see you get to that Canaan. Next chapter 12, verse 12. The Bible declares, and I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beasts. And against all the gods, so it's not only the people, against their demonic spiritual forces, I will execute. Good judgment. Until judgment is executed, Pharaoh can't let you go. He said, I am the Lord. It is our words. He said, I am the Lord. That means he's still the one. It is I was the Lord. He said, I am that I am. And they say, I am. Who executed judgment is going to execute judgment in favor of everyone that says amen this hour. It was after judgment Israel was delivered from bondage. The question is this. Let me ask you this simple question. Will you fold your hands and watch the enemy destroy and mess up your destiny? You must stand up to climb him on your path as to emerge a victor. You have a glorious destiny. But you don't fold your hands and expect it to be actualized. No way. Now hear what God said. He said, those who praise that, those who call. Everyone call it justified. Everyone justified the what? Glorified. That means we are supposed to enjoy glory, true? Then why is the glory not emerging? He said, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy, a peck. To show for the people who has called out of darkness to a marvelous light. You are supposed to be a marvel. Nobody see life is turning to that way down. But today, that evil is ending in your life. For that to emerge, there is who to call. For our inheritance not to be tampered with anymore, we have somebody to call. We have to call on the God Almighty. Who? The invisible God, the I am that I am, who vengeance belongs. We know that he does not lose in any battle. When it takes over, the battle is over. He is the Almighty. He has never lost any battle. And today, he will walk in the favor of everyone who genuinely wants him to take vengeance. Now, but hear this. You don't wait for vengeance, you provoke vengeance. Many have been waiting. You have to provoke vengeance. You don't wait. That's where many people just say, well, I know God will do it. No, you provoke him to do something. Sir, here. You provoke him to do what? Do something. You provoke him to do something. And hear this and hear me well. There is what to do. Tell everybody has what to do. Why vengeance? Why what? Vengeance. Why vengeance? Why vengeance? Why vengeance? It takes vengeance for you to enjoy all round comfort. All round what? What I saw today, I've never seen it. I had deep revelation from God's word. If God has to make life comfortable for you, without vengeance, it will never happen. And believe you me, the best that God has will come after this meeting. Amen. You will see people just emerge, say, well, I was struggling, and all of a sudden my life burst forward. I'll show you from scriptures. So you will prepare for this week like a man writing a final year exam. Turn with me. I've read this scripture. Don't ever say I've read something. You can look at Isaiah 61. I'm going to dissect it. Now, if you look at Isaiah 61, it has two dimensions. Are you there, sir? Why vengeance? Why what? Vengeance. Look at verse 2. Isaiah 61 verse 2. Are you there? No, open Bible. So most times so you can mark your own Bible. Don't just look screen always. Screen make you forget after that time. Now, it said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to them that are what? To the captives, and open up the prison to them that are bound. Now look at verse 2. That's what I'm looking at. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. There's a command. And that means something new. And the day of vengeance of our God. You see that there's still... Now listen. I'm going to explain it one after the other. Isaiah was prophesying the former rain and the later rain. He was saying a time is coming when Jesus will come and then the Holy Ghost will come. He was trying to speak into the future. Isaiah was saying, look, there's a time where Jesus will come and close the book, and then another chapter will be open. For better understanding, before I go further to really tell you something, I'll just take you back to somewhere. The former rain is the rain of mercy. That's where many of us who are religious miss it. Listen. Former rain is the rain of mercy. Jesus, in Luke chapter 4, I want to explain it properly. In 18 to 20, look at it. The Spirit, is it the same thing we read in Isaiah? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. This is Jesus speaking. To send what? He had sent me to heal the broken, to preach liberty to the captives, and the curse of sight to the blind, to set at liberty that what? Bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Remember, we read that also in chapter 61. Remember? And He did what? This was where Jesus saw His ministry and He closed the book. That was the end of His chapter. When Jesus was on earth, there was no judgment. It was the reign of mercy. That was why when Peter, James, and John said, do we call fire to come down and consume these people? He said, don't do it in Samaria. I didn't call for that. I came to save the world of sin. I didn't come here for judgment. Many people mistake His time and the time of the Holy Ghost. They mistake the two. In His time, He came purely for the reign of mercy. Reign of what? That was why there was nobody Jesus said, kill him. Because that was the time He came to deliver man from sin. But after that, a new chapter opened, which many Christians don't know. Jesus. There was no time the apostles ever said, you, this man, be dead. They never said so. Never. There was nobody they ever killed. Because that was not the purpose of what Jesus came. But after he left, look at Isaiah 61. Back again. Put verse 2. And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. You remember that was what Jesus read in Luke 14. And after that he did what? Close the book. And then the new chapter opened, which is the chapter of the Holy Ghost. And the day of vengeance. That's the day we are in now. Right now, the later reign is the reign of vengeance. This is the era. This is the era of the moment the day of vengeance God said to comfort all that mourn. Now, when vengeance starts, I'm going to comfort us. I say this is vengeance for all round. That will mourn to those that will fast. Blessed are they that mourn. That means the blessed are they that fast. That's why we say this week is a week of fasting. I'll teach that tomorrow. You must fast too. Can't be eating like that. Now, if you look at that, he said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beautiful heart. You find that it was after vengeance, the good things began to happen. Is that true? Now, look at verse 4. Until vengeance came, look 4 to 7. I'm going to bring you something. 4 to 7, just bring them. They shall build the old place waste. They shall raise up former desolation. They shall repair the waste cities. The children of many generations. All these things will only have. The stranger shall stand and feed their flock. That means we'll be employing sinners to work for us. And the sons of the alien shall be their what? And why does this? He said, ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. You shall eat that world, which is means wealth of the sinners. All these things will not happen until vengeance takes place. You shall be named the priest of God. Men shall call you minister of the Lord. Look at verse 7 finally for time. Say, for your shame you shall have what? And for your confusion you shall have. For confusion they shall rejoice in their. So, are you guys? So therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. All these things will begin to happen after. We could not buy any property in this place until vengeance took place. Your lifting is tied to vengeance. Listen, your lifting is tied to what? That's where the church missed it. The church is just praying without praying the prayer of vengeance. Until vengeance came, sinners could not bow to the church. Without vengeance, you'll be limited in your office. Until vengeance comes, they can't make you empty. It is when vengeance comes, they will sign your paper. And this day, it will come in your favor. It takes vengeance to enjoy all-round comfort. Look at Israel, for instance. They've labored and labored and labored. Nothing happened. But after vengeance, the entire wealth of Egypt was transferred to them. He said, they left with silver and gold. Psalm 105, verse 7. He said, not one of them was feeble. But before then, Satan afflicted them with sickness. They were so weak. But in Psalm 105, verse 7, he said, not one person was. He brought them forth with silver and gold. Silver and gold is money. There's no point deceiving you. Silver and gold is money. He brought them all with dollars and pounds and naira and euro. Don't be religious. When they were living, they left with wealth. They were slaves. But after execution of vengeance, they left what? After this day, you that was begging, you give to nations. There was not one person feeble. Every sick person. Today, vengeance will answer, sickness will drop off from us in the name of Jesus. He said they were not poor, they were not sick. You see, balanced diet. Now, if you look at the Bible, it says, I wish above all things that I may have prosper and be healed. You see, God, they were not what? They were not. And just the truth is what in the world. In the world, if somebody is not sick, he'll be poor. If he's not poor,
But God said he brought them forth with silver and gold. Money. Don't deceive. It's money. Don't. There's no point being religious. He brought them forth with what? Money. Let me tell you, if you are not ready, don't deceive. 95% of people who stand in front of the office worrying us is money. Yes, sir. What's it? What's your problem? House rent? Don't bother. Wouldn't you like that kind of Christianity? Eh? Not Christianity where you'll be begging to pay transport, but no, it has ended today. God will execute judgment. I was talking to one of my sons yesterday, and he was telling me how a man who cannot spell his name, A, has been given contract of hundreds of millions of dollars from Nigerian money. Uncircumcised man. A cannot write A. He does not even know how to write his name. Illiterate. Over the world, that is the Niger Delta. That is Egyptian. That's an Egyptian. That's what? You can't go to talk with man to take over such a contract. You have to execute judgment. An uncircumcised man. This day, I decree, the same God that executed judgment to Egyptians will execute judgment against all the forces of darkness. They came out of Egypt decorated, permit me, beautified and glorified. They left Egypt with so much, the economy of Egypt collapsed. This vengeance of this day will make someone live decorated, beautified, and glorified. In the name of Jesus. Number two, vengeance secures our supernatural breakthroughs. Supernatural what? If you look at Isaiah, where we read 61, 4 to 7, you can see breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Is that true? And after vengeance. That means some of us, after this meeting, you will see yourself going to the top in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. Without vengeance, no prosperity is secured. No prosperity is what? Without vengeance. Okay, look at Israel. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 22 and verse 23, the Bible said, "And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn, even my first son. And I said to thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn." Until God did this, Israel had no word. The moment God did that, in Exodus chapter 12, 35, 36, something happened. And they gave the people of favor, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and they lent to them so they silver, gold, and raiment, and they gave the Egyptians and they spoiled the Egyptians. The economy of Egypt did what? Crashed. Israel took over the economy. Someone is taking over today. Say, God of vengeance. Show up. In my favor. Say it one more time. Say it a minute. In Matthew 13, 24 to 28, the Bible said Jesus gave a parable. He said, another parable put in front of them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who sowed good seed in his field. And while men slept, you know why you need to be spiritually awake? While men what? Many people are so weak. They can't even pray. They can't fast. It's a week like this. Some people are not fasting. They have not come for any prayer. They are not even for this meeting. Even as we are talking, they're in the house. Watching nonsense. Watching spiritually weak. He said, why can somebody who is serious not come for a meeting like this? What is he doing in the hall? He asked him, he said, he said, while men slept, then they were spiritually weak. The enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away his way.
But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth truth, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, this not have so good seed in the field. From whence then had it tares? He said, An enemy, said to them, An enemy has done this. Everything God did about you was good. All of a sudden, you see things going upside down. You that used to make it in business, all of a sudden you are seeing your business going like that. It's an enemy. Enemy has done this. But today it is ending. Yeah. Let me tell you something. God is angry with the wicked, though. Not weekly, daily. Daily. If you are not angry with the wicked, I wonder what is remaining. He says, suffer not a witch to live. Exodus 22:18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Of recent, I've come across some people God has used me to deliver in witchcraft practice. And I hear stories that are profound. They ache the ear. Listen, let no witch be around you. They are the most wicked set of people on earth. When a witch is in a house, they stop the... You know, Olumba Olumba, you are talking, it's witchcraft practice. Olumba Olumba is witchcraft practice. It's purely witchcraft practice. You can't see any Olumba family where people don't die mysteriously. You can't see Olumba family where the children... Ogboni own is that. The man, if he's educated, he will so orchestrate in such a way that you will never pick it that is from him. Well, if your friend is an Ogboni man, the child will die in a way that you can't pick it. And they will be the first to cry. They either make the children mental. You see, how you choose a Olumba is you must find one mental case. If no mental case, they are untimely dead. It's purely witchcraft. The boy who repented, who is born again, says something. He said, They go to a bank, live story. It's on tape, so it's not a thing. We can show his face. He said, they go to a bank. He said, one time, there was a bank around Bayelsa where the manager was sacked. He said, it was the one that went to steal the money. He said, they don't need to open vault. They'll just do witchcraft practice and they just enter it and pull it out. The following morning, they will call everybody, query them, how did this money got missing? He said, they don't raise money for Olumba shrines. They steal to build. There was an airline where Lumba Lumba had shares. The airline crashed, not one person survived. I won't call the name of the airlines. But Olumba, the main man before he died, was a major shareholder of that airline. It was owned by somebody from that same side. The man did not know Lumba Lumba gave shares to them because of money, and they bought the greatest share. And that aircraft crashed in Nigeria. Not one soul survived. Every time they used to have a Lumba program, somebody would drown in the water. Now listen, that's even in churches now, they enter churches. They are not in churches. But today, this week, even if it's a member, I command that person dead. Any devil bewitching your destiny must die today. He says, suffer not a witch to live. Listen. You know why I'm angry? You know you are not privileged to hear some things I hear. A woman got pregnant and went to help another woman. The woman just gave her drink and the child in the womb died. That is, you came to help somebody as like a sister, but because she's a witch. You had to pour drink and then they drink. You know, just drink, fruit drink. And you carried it. Baby died on the spot. That's a level of wickedness people practice. How can somebody have a child? Your child is going blind. They say, you should not go to a church. You should know that man's hand is not clean. Your own son is going in blind. And this is a place where miracles happen. That you say, please go there. This medical is not working. You should know the man's hand is not clean. He wants his child to be blind.
I have seen people practice wickedness in a strange way. That's why I'm angry. He said, God is angry, so we should be angry. If God is angry, you should be angry. You are like God. Look, if you have a mother who is a witch, specifically, even when you are praying, they will pray with you. It's in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. They pray with people, they pray. Let every witch prayer today, no more mercy in the name of Jesus. Judgment ceases in the camp of the witches in the name of Jesus. The child was confessing and said, anytime I come to pray against witches, that period will not hold meeting. Life story. Last week said, look, this period that I'm too hot for witches, that they are not holding meeting again. Life story. I'm not talking about just, it's a life story. So this time they don't hold meetings for some time now, that I'm troubling them too much. All these things you're seeing people write is witches. They have tried every way they could not. They say, okay, whichever way, this man is worrying us. Okay, if we blackmail him, they cannot follow him. Who told you? The more they are black, the more people are following. I decree all of them dead in the name of Jesus. I don't care even if it's your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your mother, your sister. As long as that witch or wizard is against you, I declare them dead in the name of Jesus. Any devil bewitching anyone that hears my voice, I declare total war against them in the name of Jesus. The pit they have dug, they will fall into it. It. All the people they have killed in the past, now I command them to torment them with their blood. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, chase them, destroy them, kill them. They will never, God will never hear mercy anymore. They will not wake up. Even if they are in this church and they sleep, they will not wake up. I curse them in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Last time we did vengeance here. Some people died. Some people died. Somebody who is practicing that demonic thing called witchcraft, wizardry, whatever necromantic force they are using, they will not pass this week. In the precious name of Jesus. Anybody who says he will not come to church this week, look the person well. Look, I'm serious. Look at the person. When we are taking communion, if anybody says, I want to go out, you need to say, sit down here. Try to sit down. And whether the person is shouting or not, look at the person the person will take. Anyone has not taken communion today and this week, report the person straight. Which is not taking communion, no? If they put in their mouth, they're going to throw it away. Because you can't take the blood of Jesus and drink another blood. Now hear this. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. I'm only preparing you today. Tomorrow we enter Igirigi. Today is only appetizer. So don't stay too long. Tomorrow we'll go deep. Very what? It's a church. This church are coming up to thee, Son Timothy, according to the word prophecy that went before thee. That thou mayest by them, what is the good?
He said that thou by them mightest way good warfare. So many times he said, this year he said, you have won that. You can't be folding your hands. You do what? You war. Well, for time's sake, today, what? Amen, for today. What are the instruments of what? Vengeance. Tomorrow we'll go deeper. Many would like to dance tomorrow. Dance well. Tomorrow and Wednesday, you dance? Sure. Number one instrument is the Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost what?
Fire.
Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost
fire.
Many people don't know that the Holy Ghost fire is also fire of judgment and vengeance. The Holy Spirit judges. In John chapter 16 and verse 7. 7, 8 and 11. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Look at what it says. And he, when he is come, he is a person. Listen. I want you for the first time, even if I stop at this teaching, this part, it's okay. People say, somebody came to me and said to me, go and give your life. Is the Holy Spirit. I heard a voice. Do this. Stop this thing you're doing. It's him. We know that part of him. But we don't know that he judges. We only say, Holy Spirit, you know, reprove one of sin. But there's a part of him Christians don't ever employ. We don't invoke that part. He said, when he is come, he has come already. Jesus was speaking here. He will reprove the world of sin. We all know that one. True? And of righteousness. But we don't know. Look at the next one. Of what? So he judges. He does what? And he says, suffer not. So he will judge witches. He will judge wizards. He will judge your cultic forces against us. He will judge the demonic forces against us. He will judge sickness. He will judge dead. He will judge that in our prayer. Listen. A Christian cannot be possessed. But if a Christian allows himself, he can be oppressed. Oppression is different from possession. Demons can't possess a Christian. But if Pharaoh did not possess Israel, but he oppressed Israel. If you watch some of people now, they are under oppression of the devil and Satan. They walk and walk nothing to show. There's no sign of anything going forward in their life. You can see oppression. There are people who have vowed they will never sign your paper. Have you ever seen that before? There are people who have said, no way to give him a job where? That is oppression. Our God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost with power, who went about doing and healing all that were oppressed. Okay, he has left. Release the people from oppression now. Holy Spirit. Every oppression of the devil is ending today. Look at verse 11 of that same chapter. John chapter 16. Read 7 and 8. Now verse 11. John 16, 11. The Bible says, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. So the Holy Ghost is also the spirit of judgment. He is the spirit of what? That was why Peter could judge Ananias and Sapphira. If it was in the time of Jesus, he wouldn't have been able to do that. They died, true? Peter could turn to Simon the sorcerer and say, you son of the devil, and judge him. That's why Paul could look at Elymas. Peter was in Acts, Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. Peter asked chapter 8, and then Paul looked at Elymas, the sorcerer. He said, you son of the devil. He called him son of who? In Acts chapter 13. He said, you son of the devil. If you read from verse 8 to 13. He said, you son of the devil, full of subtlety, be blind for a season. He said, said, be blind. I curse you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And they led him out. For a season, his lifetime. A time to be born, and a time to die. That's a season. He said, be blind for what? Every devil turning people away from salvation ministries, we cause them to go down. Those ones inside here, play that prayer, you go down in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost consumes shafts and preserves treasures. Every chaff in your life will be consumed today. He is the spirit of vengeance. So Holy Ghost, fire, fall today, consume every evil against my destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, every devil against me, against my family, I mean the genuine ones. Today, I stand and ask that your fire consume the force of darkness. He's coming to, he said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God shall lift up a standard against him. Every devil after your life, he will destroy them now. He is the spirit of judgment. I'll give you some time to pray after now. You will call on him to come down. If Elijah said, if I be a man of God, fire, fall. And he came down. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For time's sake, for today, I don't really want to drill you. I don't want to go too far today. So the temple will be growing day by day. I don't know you're fasting. I want the temple to be going like this. If I take it too long today, some of you don't have that strength like that. So today I'll take it small. Tomorrow I increase small, little by little. By little, by time, as you're going, you increase it. I intentionally want to close early today. Tomorrow I put like 10 minutes. Today I won't take too many prayer points. Tomorrow I'll break it. Message separate, prayer points separate. You will pray tomorrow. Hey! That's the way you write exam, no receipt. I want this week to be that week. No more. Can't be coming every night. You have a nightmare. Kill that devil. Whoever is showing that charm. If you are always on the defensive, it's dangerous. Vengeance is to be on the offensive. Second instrument is bold declaration. Bold what? Many speak, but not boldly. They speak gently. They speak what? In Acts chapter 14, verse 3, the Bible says, long time therefore are bold, they're speaking boldly. They speak what? Boldly in the Lord, which gave them testimony unto the word of his grace. And granted signs and wonders to be done by the hand. They did not talk gently, they were very bold. So, how many will talk boldly from now? God only confirms bold declarations. That's how to speak for vengeance to take place. If God has to take vengeance, you don't pray. There's a difference between just praying and declaring boldly. For vengeance to take place, hear what God said in Psalm 81. You have to harass everything harassing you. Are you hearing me now? Kill whatever wants to kill you. Torment whatever wants to torment you. And destroy whatever wants to destroy you. In Psalm 81, verse 10. to 14. Look at what the Bible says. I am the Lord that declarations. Open your mouth gently. That one is stuck out. No phonetics. You know why people want to speak phonetics? They don't. You don't say, praise the Lord. You know yet, no? And I will fit. But my people, no, they are too civilized. How will I shout like that? No. Even if I don't shout, God will hear it. Stay there. If Pharaoh and Moses has gone, let my people go. God wouldn't have allowed them to go. Let my people go. Let my God's people go now. And if you don't let them go, you Pharaoh, you will bury your children. Moses not go there to say, God said, let them go now. So of us, the way we declare is childish. God said, open your mouth. Why? But my people will not. They are too civilized. Israel will not have made. They are too polished. Don't talk like that. Take it gently. And so I give them up to their own heart's loss. I give them up to their counsel. And they walk in their own counsel. They walk in their own understanding. Nonsense understanding. All that my people are hearkening unto me, and Israel have walked in my ways. If they have obeyed my voice by opening their mouth. You think David went to Goliath? For Goliath and David to be standing. You think David said, David, Goliath? I think he said, yeah, Goliath. David said, you, uncircumcised Philistine, I'll bring your head down. That was where David won Goliath. He never said, Goliath, this way I'll ask everybody, take your time, oh. Today, this witch tormenting my family must go. Everyone after my business that has tormented must go. I bring your head down. You will not live to torment me again. Selika Tobraga. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turn my hand against the adversaries. All adversaries will bow today in the name of Jesus. You hear me? The devil you don't speak against will keep you in captivity. May the anointing of boldness come upon you right now. You know, Jesus went to the cross as a lamb and left the cross as the lion of the tribe of Judah. They are not the same nature. Lamb is gentle. Lion is not gentle. So don't mix the two up. He went to a cross and the cross said, forgive them for they know not. Don't follow that pattern now. That was the dispensation of the former reign. But when he left the cross, he left as the lion of the tribe of Judah. He said, that is the lion whip. Thy head shall be upon the neck of thy enemies. He coached like a lion. This time there's no mercy. Whoever tries me, you go. I have a covenant with God. Thinking of me, you die. May that become your own testimony likewise. May the anointing of the lion of the tribe of Judah rest on you in the name of Jesus. He said, I'll give you a mouth and a wisdom which all your adversary cannot gainsay. My friend, talk boldly. Don't you see the way I talk? Who is that fox that will challenge me here? If I don't talk like that, God has to confirm. If you talk gently, God cannot confirm it. You are making him look weak. He will never speak. He uses your mouth as a pump. Listen. He said to Moses, I won't come down home. Go and tell Pharaoh. If Moses has gone there to say Pharaoh, God would have been disappointed. Moses went with them and said, Pharaoh, hear this now. Hear this. Pharaoh, hear. You, Pharaoh, hear. Let my people go. If you don't let them go. God said, boy, you are talking like that. Yes, I'm the one who sent you. How can God send you and your spirit to a witch? With this witch, wait a minute, make it evil. Every witch in my, tormenting my, listen, life story. With deep understanding, when I became born again, I was not even up to 3 months of born again. You are born 3 months. I was angry one day. I said, what is this? This is not right. I got up one midnight. I was less than 3 months new believer. I got up in the midnight. I said, every devil has kept this family like this. I come and kiss you. I curse you. I had a message like this, not even up to this. You can imagine my understanding at that time and now. But I prayed the prayer from here with anger. After that prayer, it was sporadic. Bad dad. The family where my parents came from, all of a sudden, everybody began to emerge as a dad. Before then, everybody was clamped down like by the devil. You can't be praying after now. If I tell you to pray now, if you see, right, this devil, they wanted me. Let him go. If he doesn't want to go, please help me to let him go.
For what?
Every devil. I am the Lord that killeth. God kills you. Oh, in the book of Samuel, he said, we know that he makes alive, but he kills. Who killed Herod? Who killed Pharaoh? Are you holier than God? He's a killer God. He's not only a blesser God, he's also a curser God. I'll go further. First Samuel 2:6. The Lord killeth and maketh what? He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. So he can send some people to grave and he can bring people out of grave. So this time on, we are not talking about him bringing anybody out. We're talking about him sending people to of God, which people don't know about. We're invoking the killing side of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you clear the forces troubling you, they will leave you to rest. The reason why Christians can't take over is because we're always praying, oh God, have mercy. Oh God, have mercy. It's a vengeance. Oh God, what? Have mercy. And the people have been messing up the Christians. If you say vengeance, they don't mess you up. Okay, tell me your office. Life story. A young man came to me. He's not a member of this church. He was not a member. He was a pastor in another church. He said, sir, there's an office where I am, a director, and this man is tormenting everybody. Whoever challenges him, he kills you. A very diabolic man. If anybody just threatens him, the next thing, the person will have stroke or the person will die. And 4 people have died in the office. So everybody was afraid of him. So nobody dares him. Nobody. This believer was in another church. He's a member of our church now. He came to me and said, sir, we had a quarrel and he said he will. I looked at him with a holy anger. I said, he said, he's in the bunny, he's in this cult, he mentioned all the cults, he said, the man, anybody that challenges him, the person will start having problems. That the one who challenged him last will run mental as a nonsense. I said, if you see a lion running and a pig pursuing him, how does it look like? He said, sir, what do you mean? As if you see a lion running and the one pursuing is a pig. He said, well, it looks somehow. I said, you are of the lion of the tribe of Judah. And that man is a pig. It's a swine. So how can he be the one harassing you? To cut the long story short, I gave him judgmental tape. I said, go and listen to those 2 tapes. Come back. When he came back, his eyes were red. I didn't pray up to a 3 minutes prayer. 2 days after, the man had stroke. He said the office, when he came, he became the hero. Everyone said, oh boy, you're the first one to deal with this man. That is Christianity par excellence. All our tormentors will be tormented. And you know the funny thing? It was the one they said to take over his position. So he said the office, everybody respects him. Many of them became born again.
That's great. Not when you go to, he says, this cult man is warning everybody in this office. He's warning everybody. I don't know why he will be doing like this. I've not seen a cult man that will try me and survive. Don't say I've tormented Oluba to a point that they are confused. You know how many of them are born again here? Yeah? The overall PRO is a member now. The one that posts people. Did I show you, will you show his face? He's a member. The one that posts people. He's the one that wants to post people. That's, he posts you to this shrine. Post to this shrine. He walked down on his own. Nobody brought him. He came with his leg. He went to another church. They told him, look, Olumba Mata, go to Salvation Ministries. let me show you the message. But I like the message of Psalm 94. Look at this. God, put an end to evil. Avenging God, show your colors. Put an end to evil. The spirit of a lion come upon you this hour. In Psalm 18, 45 to 43 to 45, and let me go ahead to do something, we go to pray. That has delivered me from the servant of the people, and that has made me the head of the hidden. A people who I have not known shall do what? As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves to me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid. Who is the stranger? Cancer. This is a stranger. So you command it to leave. You say, you just strangered my body. In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave now. You can't say the sickness is good now. No, that's a stranger. You devil, get out of my body. What are you doing here? Out. He said, once they hear your voice, it will fade away. You can't stay in this body. You're not permitted to stay in this body. I command you, cancer, leave this body now. You can't stay in this, my body. You're not permitted to stay here. You disease, leave my body right now. Say, the strangers. Sit out in the bedroom. It's not your wife you're talking to, Ella. I'm talking to your sickness. Won't you go? Are you talking to your sweetheart in the bedroom? It's not your wife you're talking to. It's why you're talking to my wife. You say, sweetheart, how are you? This is the devil. It is the devil. You don't talk to him with any sweet voice. You give him a command. God says he's not a gentleman, he's a brute. Speak to him with authority. God will not come down. If Moses did not open his mouth, God wouldn't have ever confirmed the words of Moses. You know what happened with God? This is his world. But until you speak with authority, he will not confirm it. He said, open your mouth wide. He didn't say, open your mouth gently. You know, some of us are too civilized. We are doing this funky Christianity. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just believe that Satan will have to go. Let him go. I say, let him go. I really want him to go. Let him go. I don't know why he doesn't want to leave. Glory to God. Let him go, Satan. There's a time for gentility when you're talking to God, but when you're addressing the devil, no gentility. No what? This week is a week of vengeance. A week of. By the third day, I'm going to take a trivial teaching. There's a dimension you go to where poverty will see and run. It will just look at you and run. And poverty will just run. Do you know poverty has a spiritual dimension? If you see that, as I said, where we read, until vengeance took place, they had no possession of wealth. How come that the church, before now, has never taken dominion in the realms of leadership, the realms of wealth? This church now, if you see us, people are surprised. It's because God is a vengeance. Our people are in authority, true? Our people have money. Why? Because of vengeance. If you are in a church where you don't have vengeance, poverty will not leave. It means Satan will not take wealth from Ogboni men and give to you. It's vengeance that would make the Ogboni men say, leave, and give to them. So I hear.
Well, let me say, disease must go. Witches after me must die. How many want witches to die? Suffer not a witch. If you say witches should not die, then you're a witch. Listen, you don't know about witches, so I've never knew, and I didn't know about them until now. Listen, when I began to hear things about them, they're wicked, though. I would never allow a witch operate where I am. When I heard some children initiated and I was able to deliver them from witchcraft, they tell you things the parents and those who do. They do terrible things. If they're in a house, they will turn confusion between the husband and wife. They stir you up. Some of the people, if your parents were angry, it's your children. Would they have initiated? They just make the person get angry, agitated. They do it. They just make the person get angry like this, and they'll be laughing. They shut the finances of people. The person will walk and walk, nothing to show. Walk and walk. And they will do it in such a way that the person can never suspect them. That's why, I mean, there's no way any witch will be around you. This week, oh, prepare. If your father is a witch, just prepare him. If your mother, your wife is one, your husband is one, let him go. Let him go. He said he wants to repair. Let him go to hell first. God says, suffer not a witch to live. Are you the one who wants to live? You know, let me tell you something. I'm talking as a man of God. Life story. There's a woman who, the young boy is on the choir. I won't call his name. The mother is a chronic witch. She kept all her children useless. When I say useless, firstborn is in 60s, not married. Second one has problem. Only one is probably married, and that one does not talk to her. Then the one that love her so much, love her, she kill the person. She kill her through cancer. When they want to kill, they don't kill the way you think. They, you know, Satan has gone scientific. He has gone what? Well, that is, I can't talk now. The Holy Ghost gave me a deep understanding. There are people who got HIV not from any sex. Would you suck blood? And HIV is a blood disease. You can't find it in a microscope. So when they suck from HIV patient and drop another person, he gets it. You can't explain that in medicine. You can't explain it in... Because... Mercy said is by contact, but witches know how to. They turn natural events and make it look as if. Are you going to say now? Don't see when I went to Bayasa, speaker sees. You think it's normal? I went to where the speaker was. I said, "You devil, take your hands off now." Speaker sees. Weather change. Okay, in science, you say weather change because of the atmospheric. Weather dark. I say, you devil, you will not drop here. No way, not when we're here. I said, come on, get out of this place now. Went to where the speaker, I said, you devil, take your hands off now. Wow. We went for a crusade long ago by Aki Road, where we're doing small crusades. I don't do them now, home sales that time. And the place they did the crusade was just the next compound after the Ogboni Shrine. Ogboni Shrine is in Agri Road, if you go down. As I came to talk, the moment I carried the microphone ceased. Generator was moving, but microphone was not sounding. You know why? As long as I don't talk, where's the crusade from? Satan does not operate the way you think. He's not scientific because even professors are followers of him. So they go too scientific that you can't suspect them. I just went to where the speaker said, you devil, take your hands off. Darkness clear here. Speaker sounded. As then I praise the Lord. They say, amen. Nothing was wrong. Some of you, you're intelligent. Made 2-1. You go to an interview, they take that class. Yeah, they took out the paper and they say, what is this? Come tomorrow. But this day, all the forces against you will bow. I'm going to go to a dimension and I close. Yay! So this is my terminal. Finally, hear this. I'm a covenant child of God. Say it and mean it. Say it one more time. Now, for time's sake, if you look at Romans, when you get home, you read all that, I won't have a time. Romans 2, 28 to 29, we are spiritual circumcised Jews. We are spiritual what? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. So we are Jews by circumcision. Is that true? And circumcision is that of the heart. He said, I'll give you a heart of what? For the heart of sin, I'll give you a heart of flesh. In the spirit, and not in the letter. Whose praise is not of men, but of God. So by covenant, we are spiritual Jews. We are spiritual what? And God said, he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of my eyes. Zechariah 2:8. And he said, as they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom, he allowed no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets not. So by covenant, we are untouchable. We are what? Redemption has made us untouchable. From this day, there's no one at the edge of my voice who does not have another God. I'm very careful. Because if I say at my voice, some of the witches can, I took time to study. They come to church. So when you pray, they say, but I'm a child of God too now. So the prayer you pray does not have effect on them. Now, all the witches, God don't hear their prayers. No mercy for them in Jesus' name. He said, touch not my anointing. So from this day, you and I are untouchable. Say, because I'm a child of God. I am a covenant child of God. I am touch not. Now make sure the things you don't want to be touch not to. I'm touch not to dead. Touch not to evil. Touch not to sickness. Touch not to failure. Touch not to badness. And I am touch not. Blessed be God, I am touched not. Redemption has made me untouchable. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 109 verse 7 says, when he shall be judged, let him be condemned. And let the prayer become sin. All the witches and wizards who have entered to the church of Jesus Christ, entering mix and doing bad things, may they be judged today. Let every prayer they pray become sin in the name of Jesus. By redemption, you know we are the seed of Abraham. Hope you know. He said we are the seed of Abraham. And if we be the seed of Abraham, hear what God said to Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, number 2, I'm rounding off. He said, I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that cursed thee. Verse 3. I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that cursed thee. Hey, anyone that has cursed any of us is cursed in the name of Jesus. Whoever blesses us will be blessed, and whoever curses us is planning to curse us will be cursed. God is not only a blesser God, he's also a curser God. May the cursing part of God be invoked on anyone that wants to curse us. Listen carefully. When they say they do evil against a person, it simply curses. They carry a bottle of oil drink and splash it and begin to speak curses upon the person they want to harm. They use an instrument as a figgy. If it's a woman, they just take something and pierce on her breast, and then all of a sudden her breast begin to pain her. They begin to speak enchantments against. Look, against her, then she, all of a sudden she begins to have problems in her place. It's demonic. I said, I will curse him that cursed thee. I was one time ministering, life story, in this church. And with a holy anger, just like this. I came, I said, whoever is cursing you, are returning back to where it came from. A lady, a young sister's mother, had a sore on her leg. This sore, they treated it in the hospital. Treated in the hospital. Carried everywhere. And as I was praying, not knowing, the physical sore in her mother left her legs to her auntie. And I prayed the prayer, I said, whoever wants to help must die. So the auntie went to the witch doctor and said, this thing you did. He said, no, there's a man who prayed, if I do this, I will not live. So go and confess to your sister. That was how they knew that the sister was the problem. I will curse him that cursed him. Whoever is planning to curse you is cursed already. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 8, he said, how shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Say, I'm uncursable. Say it like a child of God. Say it and mean it. Say it and mean it. All the curses placed on you are reversed today in the name of Jesus. Finally, you're unmolestable. You are what? You know, Abraham, Abimelech took the wife. True? So some of us, they took your contract and refused to give you. Abraham, if you read Genesis chapter 20, 3, 7, and 18, look at what happened. And God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said unto him, behold, that but a dead man. For the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. So when people have stolen your businesses, stolen your blessings, stolen your thing, now therefore, restore the man his wife. For he is a prophet. He said, touch not my anointed unto my prophet, and he shall pray for thee. And live, and that shall pray for thee, and thou shall live. If thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. It ceases from you. Any man that seized your blessing, seized that contract, seized your papers, seized your blessings, whatever anybody has seized shall be restored today. What anybody has ever taken from anyone that is a true child of God shall be restored now. That your money that was stolen shall be restored now. Whatever the enemy and his agents stole from us shall be restored now. In the name of Jesus. That your land, that any land that belongs to all that is stole, any of our money, any of our properties shall be restored now. Verse 18. He said, and the Lord had fasted close to everybody that Abimelech had became barren. Because of Sarah. Because of who? There are people who have stolen. I've not seen where somebody took land that does not belong to him. As even if you go to court, you can't win this case. Today, God himself will visit them. They will restore it. That your promotion they sat upon, they will restore your promotion. They are supposed to sign, they will restore it today in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? How many are ready?
Rise to your feet.
I'm going to give
Bim. Bim. Between
you are going to pray now. First prayer point. God of vengeance over to you. God of vengeance over to you. Oh God of vengeance, show yourself. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume and destroy and devour. First prayer point. God of vengeance, show yourself. Remember, you always pray for the kingdom of God. Enter, pray for the kingdom of God. Concerning your church, show yourself. Concerning my business, show yourself. Fire of the Holy Spirit, judgment. Holy Ghost fire. In this area of my life, judge that force delaying my promotion. Judge any devil against my life and destiny. Holy Ghost, fire. You are the spirit of judgment. Judge this sickness, and I command it destroyed. Are you hearing me? I want to take you one after the other. God of vengeance over to you. 6 minutes. First prayer point. You will pray. Oh God of vengeance, show yourself. This area, show yourself. All the forces against salvation is show yourself. All who after David, show yourself. All after my life, after my destiny, show yourself. Render reward to the proud. Deal with the wicked as wisdom against me. Bring them down until vengeance they could not prosper. So your prosperity is tied to what? How can uncircumcised man between millions of dollars of contracts in Nigeria when he has no oil in the north? It's an oppressor. It's what? That's oppression. That's heavy oppression. That's Pharaoh. No, that's Pharaoh. That is Pharaoh. Yet, there's no one Christian you can boast of today would have given such contract. And the Christians are laughing. Clear every Pharaoh out of the way. Send every Pharaoh to the bush. Every Pharaoh, you can be in your office and there is a church man. You are seeing they are promoting people. Judge now. Command the MD to be dismissed. Can't you be the MD? Are you ready? You will open fire. You will open
fire.
Heavy fire. For 7 minutes. What is 6 minutes? You will pray. First prayer, 7 minutes. So if you have never prayed, you pray this week. You will pray this week. You will pray. Nobody will pray for you this week. You will pray this week. Not your pastor pray for me. You will pray. You will pray. Are you ready? Are you ready? I want to be angry. Don't pray to pray until you're angry. Develop a holy anger. Pause for 1 second. Develop a holy anger against that situation. Are you angry? Are you angry? Against the devil. Are you angry? Pray in the name of Jesus. Begin to thank him in the name of Jesus Christ. Vengeance answers in the camp of our adversaries. He said, cursed be everyone that curseth thee. Bless everyone that blesseth thee. All that have vowed not to let us go must go down today. In the name of Jesus. No, Abimelech could not hold his Sarah. That means from today, we shall be turned to a coal of fire in the hands of our adversaries. Whatever is belonging to us, they will not be able to hold it down. They will release it in the name of Jesus. Satan will not hold any blessing that belongs to any of us. It will be released instantly. Your promotion, your appointment, our blessings will be released. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. There shall be restoration. In Jesus' name. Let me pray with something, then we close. In the book of Jeremiah, look at it, it's prophetic. This one is prophetic. Get away. I'll read the Message Bible. The Message Bible. Use the Message. Put the Message of it. The sweetest runners wouldn't get away. The strongest soldiers wouldn't escape. In the north country, along the river Euphrates, they will stagger, stumble, and fall. Today, the Lord shall fully repay the enemies of his church salvation ministries with their wickedness, including the enemies of you and I. The fastest and strongest of them shall not escape the vengeance of God. They shall fall, stumble, and rise no more in the name of Jesus. No matter their strength, they will go down in the name of Jesus. In Jeremiah 46, that's verse 6, 7 to 10. Look at what the Bible says. The King James Version, that one. It said, who is this that cometh up as a flood? It's the B part. I'll tell you where I want to read. Whose water are moved as rivers? Look at the B part. For this is the day of the Lord of hosts. Are you there? For this is the day of the Lord God of hosts. A day of vengeance. Put it on the screen. A day of what? Vengeance. It says that he may of his adversary again there. And the sword shall devour, and it shall be searched and made drunk with their blood. For the Lord God of hosts had a sacrifice in the north country by the rivers Euphrates. For this is the day of vengeance. Egypt connotes the enemies of the children of Israel. It connotes the enemies of the church of Jesus Christ. Say with me today. Is the day of vengeance. Today, God will avenge himself of his enemies. He will revenge all the enemy, all the evil and wickedness the enemies have unleashed on any of us in the past. Today is their payday. None of them shall escape. Hear this in the name of Jesus. God will devour all your called people. He will devour the witches and wizards. Troubling our destiny in the name of Jesus. God will satisfy himself with their own flesh. And their blood, because this is the day of the Lord's vengeance. All the towering and imposing influence, the rising intimidation and threats of the devil and his agents against his church, salvation ministries, and everyone which are connected, shall be silent forever. This night, the God of vengeance will show himself strong. The mighty will make himself mighty in our midst. Every shrine and occultic place they have taken your name shall be destroyed. We are ministering live during the 5 nights of glory. In a place called Ahoda, there's a place where an evil tree. Listen, the tree was very demonic. So demonic that you can't light fire, it will go off. And while I was preaching without knowing, physical fire came on the tree. It's a tree that every evil is drawn around there. Now, they said fire came as I was ministering here. And the moment I stopped, the fire stopped. The following day, when I started again, fire started. And burned down the tree. You should know a mighty deliverance for the village. Now, anywhere they've taken your name to in the kingdom of darkness, Holy Ghost fire, consume it in the name of Jesus. In the demonic world, anybody that's carried your name, your business, my name, our blessings to, the fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them in the name of Jesus. Wherever Satan and his agents has tied down your blessings, fire, consume them in the name of Jesus. Just like the devil could not hold down Sarah, no blessing will be held down anymore. Today is your day of victory. In Jesus' name. I hear God as a man hears his friend. I was preparing praise for vengeance for Wednesday. While I stood now, tried to end, he said, praise me for 7 minutes. I'm going to perfect vengeance with this praise. Each day we take some minutes to praise. Obey instruction. We are going to pray and say he will execute vengeance. We have read the scripture now. Yes, I was trying to take praise for vengeance. But he said, now praise me. Let me start from now. We don't have to. Wait. See, Wednesday. God has to. He said, praise the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And it's praise in the communion of saints. 6 to 9 for time's sake. Let Israel. 6 to 9 for time's sake. Let the high praises, not these 7 minutes will be high, not normal praise, high praises of God be in their mouth. So you'll be singing. And the 2 answered in the hand to execute vengeance. To execute what? Upon the heathen, upon the people. To bind the kings with chains and the nobles with the fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written. What are these reading? All the things we have ministered, saints, every saint have this honor. So you now is judgment. Say to the devil, get out now. That stranger said, I leave my body now. You can't say in my body, you stranger, leave now. You are going to dance and make sure you execute. You can't be pastoring the church. The church is not growing. And when they do party, people go to the party. You know, devil is after the church. Why would people gather for a party and not gather for church? Life story. You know how this church grew? Let me tell you, I was angry one day. One day we were coming from somewhere. I was waiting on the Lord. And as we were coming, they were doing a party for a sinner here. They park cars, a sinner. At that time, you can, when we come for church, nobody blocks road. So I say, if they would do party for the devil, I think it was nightclub also, something was happening, but it was sinner's occasion. The whole place, cars. I said, for the devil? I got angry that night. I pointed my finger at all the people come to church. Any church, people should know where you are now. You can't deny it when we have holy service. When holy service, people say, don't go down road. Your business too should be like that. That when you open your shop, they should know. When your company is in session, they should know. Because the environment will show that something is happening. You are going to say, whatever is not making me take my place as I divine instruction. It's not part of my program. When he gives instruction, there's something God wants to do. I didn't plan to praise today. Today, there was no praise. Leave the rest to God. Obey Him. Dance the way you have never danced. For those 7 minutes, come back and then we round off. Are you ready? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. No, today is serious business. Is it Baba you want to start with? Okay.
Who has the final say? There is nothing greater than God. He's greater than God. Than God, nothing better than God. There is nothing greater than God. Nothing greater than God. There is nothing better. There is nothing better. There is nothing, nothing greater. Nothing greater. Nothing better. Nothing greater. 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 Nothing greater than God. There is nothing better. 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 Nothing better.
In the name of Jesus. When God speaks, the other day just told me, pray against rain. It came like a joke. He told me, he said, this week tell my people that there's nothing they will ask me this week that I will not give to them. It's a week where including me, I won't play. I will not say what I'm ministering. It's something when God speaks, he has something in mind. The greatest men will emerge this week. The biggest testimonies that will shake the world will come out of this week meeting. Week where destinies will be molded, lives will be transformed, Blessings shall be released. People shall go up. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and give thanks to him. Give him thanks and praise. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. We thank you, Father. Blessed be your name forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Invite all your friends and well-wishers. Everyone you love, bring them for tomorrow's service. Are you hearing me? Don't allow members. True love is not telling somebody, I love you, I love you. It's not mal talk. Bring the person for total rescue. And the person will ever be grateful to you. But hear this. God said he will avenge for his own. Not for those outside the covenant. He avenged for those who have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. You cannot be saying, God, judge the devil, and you're in the camp of the devil. How to Jesus? All such persons, in 1 minute, pray this prayer after me. There's a lady here. Jesus as Lord and Savior. Write it down. You used to lose children. It will never happen again. That evil has been judged. You used to take it and lose. Write it down. When it speaks to one, it speaks to all. You will never experience. At the point of death, by this praise, that child is free. Everyone wants to give his life to Jesus. Pray this prayer wherever you are. Say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life, Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Now with my mouth, I declare you Lord over my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name. All that prayed that simple prayer, come to the front of the altar and you'll be prayed for specially.
Here I am waiting.
All those that pray, carry your bags, carry your Bible.
Your Lord, and bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me. All my life, take over. Come breathe in me. I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me. All my life, take over. Come breathe in me. I will.
Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, pray for everyone. As we partake of your flesh and blood, let every mark of Egypt be destroyed. Smite every agent of the devil. Let the blood protect us, but destroy our enemies. Flesh of Jesus, keep us healthy. In the name. Everyone that partakes of this flesh and blood shall live. Disease is destroyed. cancer in the name of Jesus.
Cancer, hear you the word of God. So whoso eateth this flesh and drinketh this blood has eternal life. So with this life, cancer, die in the name of Jesus. This life, give life to everyone who has cancer. Amen. Declare every cancer patient free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Anyone marked out for dead by the enemy, may this communion deliver you now. Amen. This same blood pursue those who want to shed our blood in the name of Jesus. Unrepentant witch or wizard, Lord, as this flesh and blood enters their mouth, let it become their death sentence. Even if they throw the blood away, let it become their death sentence. To any child they have initiated, as we give them the flesh and blood, we lose us to the name of Jesus. Anyone that says, I want to come out of this evil, may this blood deliver them. But who wants to condemn the practice, may they go down. Not tomorrow, today. But rescue with your children from every work of the devil. Set the captives free. Deliver the oppressed. Set them free. To close. Song choir in all churches.
God sent his word. They come to love, to heal and forgive.
I'll give thanks to God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, you may be seated. The program of 7 days of divine vengeance continues tomorrow. We have the Holy Ghost morning at 6 a.m. We have the lunch hour with Jesus at 12 in the afternoon. And we have the wonder night at 4:30. Make sure you're a part. It's a fast and prayer program, so it's not just a program. That's why we're not going on air like before. It was just becoming a ceremony. Now we're serious to bring revival. Everybody must be revived. It's not just, but invite your friends. Invite your what?
Invite your friends, your well-wishers to be part of the program. Bring them. They don't need to fast. Just tell them to confess. Let them confess. They are not the ones to fast. You and I should fast. But they should bring everybody, every sinner you know, bring them. And Jesus will be. But in Mark chapter 2, where we preached from yesterday's service, something in verse 1. Look at what the Bible said in verse 1. The Bible said, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was.
Come breathe.